Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to talk about what separates the really successful people from the okay successful people. Now, you may be, like me, a solopreneur who works from home, or you could be a business owner, or maybe you work for somebody else, but this is geared more towards solopreneurs and business owners. The people that I've seen that have been the most successful have three main traits. Number one, they're very organized. Number two, they're very prioritized. They know what they want to get done. And number three is they have some accountability. So organization, prioritization, and accountability. Now, I wrote my first book back in 2013. And from that time, I've since created a bunch of training products. Now, I train people, you know, face-to-face, but I also train them online. I've created a lot of courses. And these courses have been on everything. I think the first one I did was social media secrets, and then I've done them on productivity, Google Analytics, LinkedIn, on all kinds of things. So I sell these through webinars and through affiliate marketing, where other people bring their list to me, and I give a webinar. And then people purchase these programs and they have lifetime access to it. And over the course of that time, I've noticed some trends. And some of the trends are this. A lot of people buy products and never open them. Books. How many books have you ever bought that you've never finished? So that's a common trend. I would say maybe about 20% of the people who purchase those self-paced learning tools actually make it through it. And then they feel like they've accomplished something and they've stopped. Now, less than 10% of those 20% of those people that actually go through it will go back and check it again. I can see the logs. And so people generally don't go back and use that as a reference tool. Why is that? Well, I think the one thing that's really missing is the accountability piece. People need to have some kind of accountability in order to want to execute what's going on. So let's dive into those three things I mentioned before, and then we'll spend the vast majority of time on the accountability. So the first one is organization. I am an organizational junkie. All right, if you could see my email program, I've got folders on top of folders on top of folders. Every email that comes in into my inbox has one of three actions done with it. Number one, it's trashed. It's junk. Number two, it's filed. Number three, it's acted upon. And every week I go through, usually on Sunday night, and I clean out my inbox. Sometimes I'll do it during the middle of the week. But I always break it down into those three things. And that's part of my productivity course and things that I teach. So organization is incredibly important. As a matter of fact, one of my tools that I love to use, which I'll be teaching soon, is Evernote. And I was interviewed by Evernote for their blog. If you want to check it out, just type in Brian Basilico Evernote into Google or Evernote Brian Basilico, and you will see the blog article. But the reason that they interviewed me is because of the way I organize things inside of Evernote. So the next thing is prioritization. All right, I've got my to-do list. I do a to-do list every single night. I put them into three categories: money-making activities, business-making activities, and customer maintenance activities. And I try to focus on the money-making ones first, and then the business-making ones or marketing second, and then customer maintenance third. And I try to allocate time throughout the day to get those things done. But I'm really good at organizing and prioritizing. Now we get down to the third piece of the puzzle, which is the hardest part of that, and that's accountability. So a lot of people ask me, it's like, you work from home. I could never do that. I need somebody to keep me in line. You know, I could be watching TV, eating bonbons, you know, talking on the phone, spending time on Facebook. I do all of those. No, I'm kidding. I do some of them. But, you know, I always organize my time so that I can get these things done. But it doesn't necessarily mean that I could do it all on my own. I, too, need some accountability in order to be successful. Now, the most successful people out there I know are the ones who are willing to pay for that accountability. You don't always have to, but it helps. So let me tell you about the three different ways I've used accountability in the past. After I wrote my book, the first thing I did was hire a speaking and book marketing coach. And that person, Felicia Slattery, she's been on this podcast before, really helped me get my book out there and use that as a promotional tool to get in front of audiences so I could draw them in and get them on my email lists and get them to follow me on social media and everything else. So I had to hire somebody to guide me through the process and keep me accountable every single week because she had a weekly phone call. And that was huge. When I started this podcast, I belonged to a podcast accountability group. Now, Scott Smith was the guy who ran that, and I actually met him at one of the speaking gigs. And since then, I've had different coaches who have held me accountable for different things, creating my systems, building up my marketing, learning tools, all of those kind of things. The one thing I could say is, from my perspective, it's been an incredible investment. But the other thing I could say is, let me flip the coin. And the coin is that I coach people one-on-one. I also have other accountability options, but I do one-on-one coaching. And the people that I've coached one-on-one, we do a weekly call. And that weekly call keeps them focused, in line, and gives them some reason to be accountable. And guess what? They achieve their goals faster and better. The second thing that you can do is get an accountability partner. Now, there's all different kinds of ways to do that, but generally I had one friend who wanted to do an accountability thing, and we called every single week, and it's like, what's happening in your world? What's happening in your world? What are you going to get done? And it went great for a while, but then eventually the other person kind of fell off the chain. He had some medical issues. There were a whole bunch of reasons for it. But the chain fell off the bike and it just stopped. And unfortunately, I feel like that I got more out of it than he did because it really kept me focused on moving forward. The third kind of accountability is masterminds. So I belong to a handful of mastermind groups and I run a bunch of mastermind groups. I know people that pay $1,000 or $2,000 a month to be in a mastermind group. And those are huge accountability partner groups. Now, I offer a couple of different things. I have my Bacon Weekly Mastermind, which is a weekly phone call where I do a little bit of training, and then people get to ask questions, and there's accountability built into that. The other one, which is my newest thing, which is the Content Code, where I do weekly training on video, and there's accountability on that as well. So the accountability helps keep you focused, keep you on track, and get you from point A to point B faster than anything else I've seen. So my question to you is, what can you be doing to increase accountability to yourself, to your business, and your team? I'm going to be starting something new really soon. I'm going to be doing free coaching on this podcast, but you have to apply. Go to baconpodcast.com/free coaching apply, and I will get you into this system. I'm going to be interviewing people and doing live coaching here, so check it out.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.